The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
And hello, welcome back to our show here, hour number two of the John Stadmiller Show. And he could not be here today, so I'm taking the microphone for him. And we're going to go to the phones. Dale in North Carolina, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing today? Glad to hear you come back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, too. I mean, I'm glad for the time away. I needed the rest, but I'm definitely tanned, rested, and ready for this final push to the election.
Man, you are a trooper, man. 5 hours. 5 hours of radio. You are a trooper, dude.
Get me some more of that fine cone of coffee.
I want to ask you a question. Are you going to vote?
I never vote. It just seems to encourage the bastards.
You know, here's the thing, okay?
I am vote. No, I am voting because I don't want somebody to use my registration to vote for Hillary Clinton. So, yes, of course I'm going to vote. Everybody should vote because if you don't vote, that means there's an empty voter registration out there for the vote stealers to use. And you should not allow that to happen.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me is, you know, you talked about Bev Harris and all this other stuff, you know, and I've listened to you a long time, and, you know, I want a receipt. I mean, what do we do, Mike? I mean, if I don't get a receipt and I go out and vote and I find out the next day Hillary won, I mean, what do we do?
Well, at this point, again, we need to look at what happened during the Brexit. Remember, all the corporate media and all the government people were saying, this is never going to happen, the vote's going to come up short, and there were indications of massive election fraud going on in the Brexit vote. But again, election fraud can change a result by a few percentage points. It can't reverse a landslide, or everybody knows that's what happened. And so the Brexit vote got through. Everybody was just completely surprised by that. And I think the same thing's going to happen here. Because if everybody in this country is voting for Donald Trump and they declare Hillary the winner, and everybody's out there saying, wait a minute, I don't know anybody who voted for Hillary, with this growing public awareness of what a problem election fraud has become in this country, it could trigger an actual revolution in this country. And obviously Hillary doesn't care. Her answer would be, you know, I'm going to be president if I have to kill every single one of you Americans. But all we can do is just keep moving forward, and we have to tell everybody you need to get out there and you need to vote, or somebody's going to use your vote registration against you. The people who are trying to steal this election are not doing it for any kind of benefit of the American people or the general good. They're there because they want the corruption to go on. They want the money to keep on flowing out of your pocket into Israel. They want your hard labor to go on propping up those Wall Street bankers. The Wall Street bankers want to go on committing massive amounts of fraud to keep themselves wealthy at your expense. The establishment does not want anything to change, because how as bad as it is for you, the ordinary American people, it's great for them, and they love it that way. And from the establishment's point of view, they're fighting for their very life right now. Because if Trump gets in there, then they're not going to be allowed to commit fraud anymore. They're not going to be allowed to steal elections. We might get that stupid court ruling that the Republicans are not allowed to investigate Democratic election fraud thrown out. It's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, one more. Sure, go for it.
What do you think of Putin calling back all his students?
I think Putin understands that the war machine inside the U.S. government, the Pentagon, has gone rogue, and that they literally could launch an attack against Russia at any time. He doesn't want foreign students or the families of officials to be risk being either harmed or simply used as hostages. And I think Putin is being very reasonable and pragmatic. He's also sending a message that they are very much aware of how dangerously close to a shooting war they are right now. He's not backing down, but he's taking the prudent protections. And remember, they just had that huge drill with millions of Russians on how to survive a nuclear attack. Have you seen that here in the U.S.? It's not happening. Those fallout shelters that were built during the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s have all rotted away. they haven't been kept up. If there is an exchange of nuclear weapons, the attitude of the U.S. government is, we've got our bunkers, you guys, I'm sorry, you're on your own. You paid for those bunkers for the government, you're not going to be allowed in there.
All right, well, thanks, Mike.
All right. I mean, after all, you're just deplorables. Certainly
That's
we'll
right.
let the nukes get you.
We right. are, and we're proud of it.
Yes, we are. Thank you very much for the phone call, Dale. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting back to Yemen, the Houthis have warned the United States against any more attacks on their radar stations, and Iran has now sent their warships to the Yemen coast to act as a deterrent to further U.S. aggressions. And by the way, of course, Yemen's Houthis are saying, no, they did not open fire on the American warships. Had they done so, those warships would be at the bottom of the ocean like their Saudi counterparts. And that right there tells you this is a false flag. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania didn't have weapons, Pearl Harbor was a surprise. How many times do you have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say, we have a government that lies to us about everything? What are we going to do about it? Do we really want our children to grow up ruled by a government that rules through lies, fraud, and deception? What caring, responsible parent would ever want their children to live as we are living? Now, as I mentioned before, tomorrow Obama and his military advisors are going to get together to decide what to do about Syria. Well, it's really one of two things. They're either going to back off and accept this generation's equivalent of Vietnam, or they're just going to do a full-on invasion and say, to heck with all this pretense about ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is a war to replace Syria's government with somebody that we want, and we're willing to risk open war with Russia to do it. And before they can do it, though, they're going to need a false flag, because we, the American people, are sick and tired of all the wars. We're sick and tired of the war costs. We're sick and tired of our children being killed and crippled. And so, of course, they'll do some kind of a false flag, something horrific to be blamed on Assad. See, we have a responsibility to protect those poor Syrian people that we've been bombing from their evil government. I mean, how many times have we heard that now? The U.S., it's a benign, benevolent intervention into somebody else's country. And yes, they always wind up living poorer lives, but really, they have so many more freedoms now. They can vote for whoever gets to plunder them now under the American system. Now, right now, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are floating a new plan that would allow 9,000 ISIS fighters to leave Mosul and be transported to Syria to fight in Syria against Assad. And neither the United States nor Saudi Arabia actually have any legal right to say, we're going to bring these 9,000 terrorists into Syria. It would be an invasion, an act of war. But at this point, it seems like they're so desperate to get the war going, they've almost decided to give up the pretense. Their attitude seems to be, look, we're going to have a world war. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You might as well just get used to it. And we're wasting everybody's time with all these stories about ISIS and Al-Qaeda and phony beheading videos and the rest of it. Look, just understand, we want a war. You have to go along with it. Period. End of discussion. That's where they are. Now, remember, war is when the government tells you who your enemies are. Revolution is when you figure it out for yourself. We're going to go to the phones here. John in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Do you know what the interest rate that the Rothschild banking system charges America?
I honestly do not know that. I imagine they're getting a reasonable rate of return. But the Rothschilds are starting to act like they think this whole cartel of private central banking might be coming down. They're dumping paper assets and acquiring physical gold as fast as they can.
It's not the prime, though.
No. The prime rate is what the Federal Reserve is charging Wall Street financial firms. And right now, it's dangerously close to zero, and they need to do that to keep the stock market propped up. And they're in a bit of a bind there, because the longer they keep that prime rate close to zero, the less and less desirable dollars are seen in the international marketplace. But if they raise interest rates to make the dollar more attractive internationally, it risks crashing the U.S. stock market. they got themselves into a heck of a corner. And they there's no graceful way out of it, which is why they're so we have to invade Russia. We have to remove Putin. Right. We have to have the war. We have to do this thing. Wars are good for the economy. There's the biggest lie of all. Wars are not good for the economy. They're good for the defense contractors.
That's why they're going to have a war, correct?
Yeah, they're going to have wars are great for the banks. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest. And the way it works, first of all, you need to start out by remembering that before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're on the edge of big mistake number three. And the reason it comes about is very, very simple. Private central banks that issue all the public currency as a loan at interest by design create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And the debt grows and grows and grows until it starts to lock up and paralyze the system. Now, along the way, people will borrow until they can borrow no more because they're dealing with the interest payments and the debt. And at that point, the Keynesian economists come on in and say, well, the government has to borrow on behalf of the people, and I might add without their permission, to keep this little pyramid scheme going. And then the government borrows and borrows and borrows until it can't borrow anymore. That's where we are in the United States right now. And it's at that point the bankers will gin up a war because war will force government and people to surrender all common sense and borrow more to fight the war. And then when the war is over, they have to borrow more to rebuild from the war. And it's this little scam. When it's all over, ordinary people like you and I, we have pretty much what we had before, except the graveyards are a lot larger, and we're back in debt slavery to the bankers for another 100 years. And that's what private central banking is, a system of enslavement, rule by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate a form of government than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those two former failed systems, it only works as long as you allow yourself to be brainwashed into thinking this is the way life is supposed to be and there could not be any other way. But we know that's a lie because we know when this country was started, the government coined the money, issued paper notes as claim checks for convenience, spent the money into circulation to buy what the government needed. The money flowed through commerce without accruing interest, and the government taxed it back at the end of the cycle to balance the books and make everything all hunky-dory. And there were no private bankers making money off this commerce. And that's why private central banks hate government-issued currencies, whether it was Lincoln's greenback, Gaddafi's gold dinar, or any of these systems. The goal of private central banking is to keep us all their debt slaves forever.
Oh, Freddie. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. What's on my mind is I was talking to some fellow employees about our government and I was discussing 9/11 and that supposedly I thought it was a false flag. I made that statement that they were able to catch on film this lady, caught the dancing Jews filming possibly the whole thing from beginning to end, but we'll never know that because it's classified. And I also mentioned that it was bought by Larry Goldstein just probably a month before the building went down, and he bought it for $3 billion something, and he took out insurance on it for $4 point something billion. So he made a big profit with it going down. And then there was gold and silver and precious minerals at the bottom. That very same morning, I indicated that there was a truck going into New York into the tunnels that they got that was full of bombs. And evidently, I hit a nerve with somebody and they reported me for what I said, and I was fired yesterday for being an anti-Semite.
Whoa, my goodness there. Well, it does happen.
Is there freedom of speech? Do we have freedom of speech still?
Not anymore. Not anymore. Not unless you're willing to be vilified and smeared and, again, trying to call attention to the obvious deception in Vincent Foster cost me my career in Hollywood.
Well, I guess I'm somewhat in the boat with you, but I'm not as good as you are because you're trying to educate the nation. And in Oklahoma, we're totally uneducated. I'm still trying to get a radio station to carry your program. I keep going to KOKC 1520, and it would be great because nobody seems like they're aware of anything here. And if anybody decides to try and talk to people, I don't know what to say. Just be careful.
Well, what happened to you? What happened to you is part of a campaign of terror. And it isn't that people don't know what's going on. It's just they don't want to be fired. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want the local newspaper to come in and make an accusation about them that they were seen molesting small animals down at the ASPCA or something like that. And literally we're seeing those who are defending the orthodoxy embarking on a campaign of terror against the American people to try and get us so scared we won't talk about what's really going on. And the Nazis did the same thing to the German people, and the German people foolishly allowed themselves to be scared into silence, and look what happened to their country.
Yeah, they're still occupied, but we're occupied too, evidently.
Yes, we are. We're under puppet rule for the benefit of a foreign government. And the people of Afghanistan don't like it. The people of Iraq don't like it. The people of Yemen don't like it. The people of Libya don't like it. Why should we be any more comfortable being under puppet rule with a government in Washington, D.C. that is obsessed with serving almighty Israel at the expense of the American people?
Well, you know, I'm with you that there's certain things that need to be shared. And I think what you're doing is amazing. And I can't be anything, even one-eighth of what you're doing, but I appreciate you so much.
I disagree with that, because you just did what I'm doing. You got out there, and you're telling people what's going on. You're telling about how you're talking about 9/11 and the dancing Israelis, and that's an established fact. And you're not being an anti-Semite to say there are indications that Israel, along with the U.S. government, were behind false flags. They want to use that because they're trying to take us back to the McCarthy era, where you could destroy people's career by saying they may have communist sympathies. And basically back then, communist sympathies meant you were unwilling to go along with the propaganda campaign to demonize Russia, which led to the Cold War. And they're doing the same thing today, only instead of communist, it's anti-Semite. But it's the same mechanism, a campaign of fear to get people to be so afraid to speak out because they're going to lose their job, lose their career, that they will silently go along with what the rulers want. And as I said, the Nazis did it to the German people. The German people went along with it, and they lost their country.
Well, I appreciate you. I've listened to you, and I believe that I'm trying to talk to the people around me, hear what they have to say, and, of course, here in Oklahoma, they are all very negative whenever I say. And I try to not go overboard. I try not to, but I think anything, when you say anything against America here in Oklahoma, they all go and take it to heart, and they're very offended. But anyway, thank you, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, I will. Now, there's two things you need to keep in mind. First of all, there is a segment of the population that wants to go around thinking that they're true Americans and they're courageous and they would fight injustice if they could see it. But when they're actually confronted with evidence that the government is engaged in wrongdoing, they'll run away. Because if they know there's injustice and they choose to do nothing about it, then they can't go on thinking of themselves as good and decent Americans. And so these people will just desperately, gratefully grasp any propaganda being offered to them so that they can go on saying, I'm a courageous American who would take a stand against injustice. I just don't see a reason to have to do it right now. Then, of course, there are all the paid shills and operatives who are out there, all the undercover informants and the corporate media. And people are very, very scared right now. They're scared of what this country has turned into. But they're not going to make it go away by closing their eyes. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
And welcome back to our program here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Hello. Nice to hear you on the radio this hour.
Thank you.
Sir, I'm an 8-year military veteran, and when I joined, I believed in everything that I was told, you know. And now that my eyes are open, it's really disgusting what how we're moving on all these countries that don't deserve to be bombed with the rings and have their sovereign governments upended simply for the benefit of a select few who control our government. And it's aggravating. I don't know how we can affect the situation, those of us who are really aware of what's taking place. I mean, I don't know if organizing a military veterans petition or gathering or what. Do you have any ideas along those lines?
Well, unfortunately, we have a government which has isolated itself from the people quite effectively. The elections are compromised. A landslide can still break through, and that's what we're counting on for November. As far as changing this government's direction, I think this government is just too far gone. It's irrecoverable. It's irreparable. It's unredeemable, I think what we're going to have to do is what the people of the Soviet Union did, which is to hunker down and just let it destroy itself, which it feels to me like it's on the verge of doing that right now, and then just be prepared to set up a new country, a new government in this land that'll have a lot more common sense, that will respect the people a lot more, go back to the foundations of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Obviously, there's some changes to be made. We don't need an electoral college anymore. I believe that in this advanced age, direct participatory democracy would be not only possible, but highly feasible and desirable as well. I mean, I envision a future central government as a caretaker of our national sovereignty. And their job day to day is to keep the roads in repair and keep the rails running, keep the electricity constant, all of that stuff. The big decisions, whether we should go to war or pour billions of dollars on Wall Street, can be and should be put to a direct vote of all the American people. That's
or
what
at least
I think.
The Congress, they don't even go to Congress anymore. You know, regular declare war. When's the last time we declared war? World War II?
I agree with you. I mean, in consolidating power in Washington, D.C., they have created a one-stop shopping center for all the corrupting influences in the world, whether it's Wall Street or Israel or the medical industrial complex or the military industrial complex. And that was the reason why the Founding Fathers, when they set up this country, they diffused power and authority across the entire country. The states had the power. The counties had the power. That central federal government was intentionally very, very weak because they understood when you have a strong central government, when you have concentrated political power, it's going to attract the very sort of people who should never, ever be allowed to have it. And unfortunately, over time, the corrupting influences have succeeded in taking the power away from the people, away from the states, and concentrating it in Washington, D.C., which makes it easier and less expensive for them to come in and simply buy the behavior of the nation. And that is the real stink behind the Clinton Foundation and all this pay-for-play that's coming out in these emails. Hillary Clinton and her people, they put the government up for sale to the highest bidder. And they're going to do exactly the same thing if Hillary steals the White House. If Hillary steals the White House, there will be absolutely no change in how this country is being run. It's going to be more wars of conquest, more of our kids killed and crippled, more Wall Street cheating and fraud, more nonsense about human-caused global warming and Obamacare. Susan Sarandon had it absolutely right. She was asked if she was going to vote for Hillary because Hillary's a woman and Susan Sarandon's a woman, and Susan said, no, I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo. The status quo is not working. And that really is the best way to put this on out there. Do you like how things have been run in this country for the last 30 years? If so, vote for Hillary Clinton. If you think it's time this nation changed course, then you have to go to Donald Trump. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, they're really pushing this Donald Trump is a rapist or groper or whatever. Anderson Cooper has already given an interview to Jessica Leeds. The New York Times is out there saying, we welcome a libel lawsuit. Of course, by the time the lawsuit gets to court, the election will be over. So this is all posturing and posing. But it's rather interesting because one of the people they had on Fox News is out there saying, look, this election is not over locker room talk and an unfounded, unsupported allegation that Donald Trump, who has never been accused of being a sexual harasser before, did it on this airplane flight from this woman whose story actually doesn't really check out anyway. This election is about nuclear war. That's what this election is about. And as I've said all along, there's a lot of reasons not really like Donald Trump, but you shouldn't be thinking about whether you've got reasons to vote for Donald Trump, and you need to focus on all the reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton. Okay, Bruce, you on the line there? What's on your mind?
Yes, I sure am, Mike. I'm sorry about being disconnected there. I'm back.
Okay, okay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just one more thing before we go back to other callers. It's quite evident to me that 9/11 was conducted by persons inside our government and Israeli assets. I mean, and the mechanism of destruction was not a damn airplane. I mean, come on. you know. And so the idea that we're going to war for the very nation that attacked us and killed our people, it's just disgusting, you know. And that's
Wait a minute. From Israel's point of view, they didn't attack America. They cooperated with the U.S. government's false flag. You know, we're supposed to think it was an attack, but from the point of view of Bush and Netanyahu, it wasn't an attack. It was a theater production, and yes, some people got killed, but you know, they're not thinking in terms of it being an attack. And I know that we can think of it as being an attack. I'm more outraged over the fact that it was a lie, that it's another one of these staged events. It's a huge lie. They need a huge lie to get us into the war. And now they're trying another huge lie, that we're supposed to just take the word of this woman who has said nothing about being assaulted by Donald Trump for 30 years, and now all of a sudden she comes on out and says, oh, he groped me on a first-class flight into New York. He's terrible, terrible.
Lie after lie.
I mean, and the corporate media is trying to convince America that this is what should shape your vote in November. Forget about the economy. Forget about Obamacare. Forget about all the wars and everything. Donald Trump groped this woman, maybe. He's only been accused. Mike, there's zero proof for any of it.
I think it's just real important that people realize all the reasons that have been mentioned for intervening in Syria are valid. To me, I believe the primary reason is cut off Hezbollah's supply line and their benefactor there in Syria. Once they cut off Hezbollah, then they have free reign not only in Syria, but in Lebanon as well. You see, you get where I'm coming from?
So
for the benefit of the country that planted a damn nuclear weapons inside our damn Twin Towers.
Oh, okay, need to watch your language. We've got on-air affiliates, and we need to be polite, because even though our government may be showering white-hot flaming death on innocent children in countries we're not really at war with, we are not allowed to use bad words on the radio to prove that we are a just and moral people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
All right, Mike, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And... yeah, absolutely. It's all about war and conquest and wealth, and we're seeing a very unstable world. There are so many parallels between what's going on with our government and the fall of the Soviet Union. There are so many parallels between what our government is going through and the collapse of the Roman Empire, and these are very, very dramatic times here, and the corporate media is out there trying to sell you the idea that locker room talk and an unproven allegation of sexual impropriety is the reason to vote for Hillary Clinton and just accept nuclear war and more taxes and everything to go along with it. I hope the American people aren't that stupid. But I'd like to remind everybody listening to this broadcast, and I presume that some of you listen to John Stadmiller, do not listen to my show. So I've got a message for you. We are now all part of the independent media. All of you listening to this show, you need to take what you hear here on Republic Broadcasting, what you get off the websites, and you need to go on out and talk to people and tell them what's really at risk here, and that whether or not Donald Trump used locker room talk in a locker room, and who hasn't, is not a reason to seal the fate of this country in a nuclear war. Do you like the direction this country is on? Do you like how your life has been for the last 30 years? If you're okay with it all, then yeah, go ahead and vote for Hillary Clinton, because she is a continuance of everything that you've been dealing with. She's a continuance of the narcocracy, continuance of the corruption, continuance of Wall Street fraud. All of that stuff will continue. It'll be just like a third Obama term if Hillary Clinton steals that White House. If you, like me, feel that there has to be a change, that any change is going to be an improvement at all, vote for Donald Trump. And you need to share that with everybody that you know. And you need to tell them to get out there and vote, because if they don't vote, it leaves an unused voter registration for the election stealers to use. We're looking at a very real possibility of nuclear war with Russia if Hillary Clinton steals that White House. Because every time this government gets into a mess, They get involved in a world war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War One. Crash of 1929, World War Two. Crash of 2008, we're on the edge of big mistake number three right now. And we may have ended World War II with nuclear weapons, mostly as a demonstration that we had them and our government was psychotic enough to use them. They're talking about starting World War III with nuclear weapons, and that's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. You cannot sit this one out. If you are not involved in this coming election at the grassroots level, then you are part of the problem. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. One of the horrifying things about the leak about Hillary knowing that basically they funded, that Saudi Arabia funded ISIS, and that she knew about it and so did the administration. What's horrifying to me about that, and it put all the pieces together for me, is that I read that the Saudi family, the princes over there, the royal family, are actually Israelis posing as Saudis.
Well, they're not Israelis. Hang on. An Israeli is a citizen of Israel. These people are citizens of Saudi Arabia. They're the ruling family. They are hereditary. They have Jewish blood and ancestry in them. That much is true. But you need to understand, Saudi Arabia was funding ISIS as a proxy for the United States, just like Saudi Arabia was used as a proxy in Yemen. The United States needed plausible deniability for running all of these terrorist groups all over the Middle East, and so they were basically sending the money to Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia was acting as the paymaster.
That's right. And it's not your words that saying that, it will be a status quo if Hillary gets elected. Those are Hillary's words. That was, I believe that was Hillary's biggest race card in the debate, to act like, how dare Bernie Sanders act like Obama's not doing a good job. She sat there right on the stage, like he's doing a great job. We need to build on what he started. He's done a horrible job. He's expanded the wars throughout the world. He's freaking expanded everything that George W. Bush started as far as secret citizen surveillance, on and on and on. I just hope that this show isn't... I hope the CIA is not listening to our calls every day and writing our names down, but I know they are.
I'm sure they are. I know they're listening to this show, and I know they're reading, not only reading my website, they're trying to hack it and crash it. You know, we're definitely in their crosshairs, and that's just, you know, that's a risk that we accept in order to try and change the way things are going. But you need to understand, from the point of view of Hillary and her supporters, Obama's doing a great job. He is being everything they want him to be. He is plundering the American people to make them richer. He is indemnifying them from any legal consequence of the actions that they're doing. He's protecting the vaccine makers. He tried to enrich the health insurance industry with Obamacare. That one kind of failed. But from the point of view of the 1%, Obama's doing a great job. They want more of that. That's why they're pouring so much money into Hillary Clinton and attacking Donald Trump. They don't want to give up this natural advantage that's been built into the system, where money just automatically flows away from you, the American people, whose labor creates that wealth and winds up in their pocket, and all they have to do is sit back and just watch it roll on in. They don't want that to go away. We have descended into a fascist economic dictatorship, and the fascists don't want that to change. From their point of view, things are just hunky-dory, and they want, they love Obama for what he's done for them. They want Hillary to continue that. They see Donald Trump as a major threat because Trump's got his own money. He can't be bought and he can't be bribed, and that's what makes him dangerous.
That's right, and I hate to say this. We don't have proof, but I believe that the fact that Trump wants to put a stop on all the Muslims coming in here, I don't necessarily think that it's the Muslims. I think that the power, the ruling devils of this country use that as their scapegoat. It's always them. It's never anybody else. It's always Israel's enemy. every time. And if we got rid of their puppet, they couldn't do that all the time.
No, they couldn't. But again, while I don't think we should be targeting specifically Muslims, I do agree with Donald Trump. We have a right to a secure border. We, as a nation, have a right to decide who gets to come into this country or not, based on whether they're going to be a blessing to this country. This open borders thing has been a nightmare for the U.S. economy. You're looking at all of these problems they have in Europe with all the rapes and everything going on. They had that nasty incident in Sweden just a couple of weeks ago. A disabled woman in her 30s in a wheelchair, gang raped by Muslim refugees in their asylum center. And then the prosecutors released the attackers, saying that this woman didn't fight hard enough against her attackers. She's disabled. She's in a wheelchair. What is she supposed to do? And
yeah,
they're working so hard to push this agenda of blending us all together and making us forget who we are historically or culturally. I mean, the only nation that isn't being mongrelized is Israel. They still maintain we have to be pure and we have to be this. And the rest of you, we're just going to blur you all together.
I know it sounds just like some of them protocols that were written. I mean, you're looking at it. It's right in our face. And it's horrifying. And I just want to say that I judge myself as what I think the population is going to do for the next election. And I'm a diehard Bernie Sanders supporter, and I'm going for Trump. And I think that there's going to be a lot of Bernie supporters going for Trump. And I can only rate it on myself, how I feel. I don't know who came out with the poster with the analogy that if you think that we're going to get our candidate stole us and then support the candidate that stole the election from the Democratic Party is like watching the guy making your hamburger at Burger King. He spits on it and you still eat it. We can't put up with it.
You know, there's something here that you mentioned, and let me just get this word in here, because as you know, Hillary's people are out there saying that Russia is attempting to hack our elections. Russia is doing all these embarrassing releases of emails and the rest of it. And yet we know that all of the election fraud that was taking place during the primaries was to Hillary's benefit. So they're literally trying to get you to believe that Russia was hacking the primaries to help Hillary win, but now they're hacking the elections to make Hillary Clinton lose. That doesn't make any sense. And that's what tells you this is just more of the same USDA choice bovine excrement that's being shoveled at us by this government and the corporate media.
Yes. Saudi Arabia is manipulating our election by funding Hillary Clinton.
I think they've paid something like 25%. 25% of Hillary's entire campaign war chest came from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's always the person that's blaming that you have to look at. Like, there's something in that about that with you. You're the one that's letting a foreign country manipulate our country, period. Hey, I saw on Judicial Watch the other day that they were talking about how the Republicans could actually impeach Clinton now for her time as Secretary of State. Have you heard that?
Yeah, of course they can. Of course they can. She
they
can be impeached.
To.
And by the way, Hillary's people like to say that the FBI has cleared her of all wrongdoing in the email scandal. No, that's not what the FBI did. The FBI simply said, we're not pressing charges. But if Donald Trump gets that White House and he makes Trey Gowdy the new attorney general, those charges are still there and ought to be brought to bear. Now, I know why they don't want that to happen, because the scandal of a serving Secretary of State selling U.S. secrets in exchange for donations to her foundation, that could bring down the entire government. But if they have a government that allows that sort of thing to be happening, maybe it's time for them to come down. Maybe like Spain and Belgium would be a lot better off without that central government. And that's a thought people need to start seriously thinking about. For all the money and interference that we get from that central federal government, what good has it actually done for we, the American people? The guys can use the girls' restroom? I'm sorry, that's not really a big accomplishment in my mind.
I know. And the thing is how is that making it to the freaking mainstream press? It's always the bull. It's the bull crap.
Yes.
That they're feeding us. It's not even news. We don't want to hear it. That shouldn't be on the... We should be talking about the freaking seriousness of war and crimes that are committed by our government, including war crimes on every freaking tier. I mean, every tier, there's a war crime.
We should. There's a huge part of our entire government ought to be in the dock at the International War Crimes Tribunal. And when we lose World War III, they will be. All right, Alex, I got to let you go. We got two more calls we're going to take before the end of the show. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program here before we get on out of here. And I've got a couple of calls waiting, but I'm going to have you wait. Breaking story now. As you probably heard earlier in the day, Hillary Clinton's legal team filed their written responses to 25 questions that Judicial Watch had as part of their lawsuits against Hillary and the foundation. And to nobody's surprise, nearly every one of the answers to the questions included either Secretary Clinton objects to interrogatory, or Secretary Clinton does not recall. That's it. Does not recall, does not recall, does not recall, does not recall. This from the woman who insists that she can remember every single word Donald Trump ever said accurately. But let's for a moment stipulate that this is an honest response by Hillary Clinton. If she can't remember things, how can we let her be president of the United States of America? She's mentally defective. She said it herself. She gets brain short circuits. Huma Abedin, in one of the emails, said Hillary Clinton gets confused. FBI Director Comey said she's reckless, careless, and negligent. These are not qualities that we want to have in that White House. So, anyway, two quick phone calls. Janice in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Dennis from New York, calling you from New Jersey. I'm glad to be able to put back into the well because you mentioned a consent decree.
Yes.
And thank you for mentioning that. That prevents the Republican Party from suing to try to stop this fraud that's going on.
No, actually, the consent decree says, literally says, the Republicans cannot investigate Democratic vote fraud without the Democrats' permission. It's one of the most absurd things I've ever seen. It's a license to the Democrats to commit massive election fraud, but it does not constrain those of us.
Two quick points, Mike, and I'm going to put them across because I know you're running short on time. Number one, Trump is headed into a JFK moment. They've already got the successes lined up. If you follow the line of succession, why did they put Ryan in and cajole him into becoming the Speaker of the House? Because he's third in line towards the presidency. So an assassination of Trump would put Pence as president and him as vice president. And if they go one step further, Ryan gets put in.
Now, wait a minute. No. If Trump is removed and Pence becomes president, he gets to nominate a new vice president subject to the approval of Congress. Ryan does not automatically move up. It's not a Pez dispenser.
Well, that's good news then. And here's my other thing. It's a homework assignment for all the listeners. Check out the ESF, the Exchange Stabilization Fund, more specifically a YouTube that says, "What I am afraid to blog about the Exchange Stabilization Fund." And there's a wealth of information there. That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch real quick to Bernard in Vancouver. We're almost out of time. What's on your mind?
Oh, just briefly, thanks. You mentioned about what happened in Sweden about the handicapped woman. I thought it was ironic that during this time, one prosecutor charged 1,000, presumably all men, for seeking sexual services from consenting adults while that was going on. And the conservative government of Harper thought that was a wonderful idea, and they adopted it in law in Canada. The other thing is, the working girls say it's really bad for business. You know, it just has no real value as far as I can see. Anyway.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're coming up here on the end of John Stabmiller's program, and hopefully he's going to be back here tomorrow after dealing with his various plumbing issues. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, for my own show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number 3. So have a good evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.